Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway. On
Broadway. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with us. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thanks for using it to your advantage. We appreciate that very much. Pat Sigmund, Patricia Sigmund is our guest. She's the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit, a guide for small and mid-sized service-based businesses. We're talking about, with her, she's telling us about some things that we can do to make good decisions with whatever profit we have, whatever growth potential we have, make good decisions about how to expand our company in a productive way without taking too many risks. And I like your ideas. You know, Pat, you said something about, you know, maybe buying iPads. You know what? Some people are saying, well, wait a minute, Pat, those are $700, you know, plus $25 a month for the fee. You know, that can get pricey if I got a bunch of employees. They don't have to buy iPads, Pat. They can do a lot with some of the new smartphones. Well, you know, instead of all of your employees having all these different phones, just make sure everybody has a smartphone, right?
Yeah, that's another alternative. I'm looking at it as if, you know, you need to get more work done. And if you hire a person, it's going to cost all this, blah, 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 and you don't want to hire just to fire. So some in my own business, like, we found uses for, say, iPads with document management and things that are a little bit bigger than iPhone use that are harder to handle, mm-hmm. and I'm saying having a return on investment, not just buying things to throw money out the door, in lieu of getting extra labor, trying to get more done with labor than
right.
you have.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's talk, it's an iPad. What are some other ways that we can maximize every nickel of growth capital that we have?
Yeah. Other things which I do and my clients do, outsourcing little things, like in the office, you maybe used to have three administrators or something, and maybe now you have one or none. There are things that very easily are outsourceable, such as marketing. You can hire a marketing person, you get mm-hmm. references, you look for people that do search engine optimization for you, do blogs, take your blog and put it all over the place,
right.
handle your list. Do newsletters. This kind of thing is easily outsourced on a monthly basis, and you can shut it off. You can turn it into every other month. You can adjust it with your money. Same thing with publicists. You can more easily hire someone to help you with publicity for your business and reduce it, grow it, than if you're hiring two or three people. You train them, they learn about your business, and then you have to let them go. That's not what you want to do.
There are many things you could outsource. One of the things I'd like to just point out, Pat, before as we talk about specifics, folks, outsourcing, Pat, in my opinion, is the best thing that ever happened to small business. And there's an entire economy of outsource resources mm-hmm. out there that didn't exist 20 years ago, 30 years ago. It's one of the ways that the U.S. economy is growing, because more and more of us, Pat, are saying, if it's not my core competency, if it's not customer-facing, as the big companies say, mm-hmm. if it's not something that only I or my people have to do or can do, it's eligible for the potential to have a contract with somebody to do it. And it could be payroll, it could be accounting, it could be a lot of different things, couldn't it?
Exactly. And it could even be outsourced CFOs. I mean, it's everything.
Right.
And it's not a snap. You have to get your, you know, feet wet here, because some of these relationships don't work. So, of course, references are best, but you have to manage it just like you manage your employees. You can't mm-hmm. just, you know, pay a bill and then think it's going to all work out fine. I've had good relationships for myself and clients, and I've had bad relationships, but it's just like an employee. You hire someone thinking that they're going to be something, and then you invest a lot of time.
But the good thing about an outsource relationship is it's a contract. It's not.
It's a contract.
You know, when a small business owner employs, hires a new person, it's a little bit like an adoption.
It is.
When you have a contract with an outsourcing company, it's a lot. It's not at all like an adoption. It's a lot like a contract. Now, I say it's not like an adoption. Once they do a good job, if they do a good job and you become dependent upon them, then it becomes a little bit like an adoption. But that's kind of a high-class problem, isn't it?
Yeah, and the thing is, when you work with someone like that, they don't want to lose your business. When you need to adjust it, trim it down, grow it, get it smaller, bigger, you can do that. It's business to that person.
You might find as a business owner that you like the feeling that you get from a contractor more than you do from an employee.
Yes, you're working with someone who's self-employed, and you know, if you don't know if it's more of a business, like telemarketing companies, things like that, which are very outsourceable, you know, pay it on American Express and make sure you have the contract that says what you're supposed to get, because they have to deliver what they're supposed to, you know, what they put in your contract.
Right. No, I tell you, I'm glad you brought up outsourcing, Pat, because this is something. Outsourcing, the ability to outsource non-core competencies, in my opinion, is one of the ways to grow your business, your small business, in a robust way. It's sort of like leasing a car instead of capitalizing it with your own debt. You know what I mean? Isn't it? It's you know, if you like the idea, if leasing a car is a better financial deal for you than buying the car outright in your business, then outsourcing is very similar in to me.
Yeah, and it's overhead issues as well as productivity, whatever business you're in. It could be writing, whatever it is that you do for a living, outsourcing that also.
I like what you said about taking baby steps, too. I think that's really smart. Start out small, folks. And I'll tell you what, look around. You might be surprised. You may already be doing this and you haven't really thought about it. Anything that anybody else is doing for you that helps you grow your business that's under a contract rather than as an employee, that's an outsource relationship. So think about leveraging those. Think about doing more of that. We're going to be right back with Patricia Sigmund. She's the author of 6 Steps to Creating Profit. After these messages, stay with us.
Quench my desire, and I'll be at your side forevermore.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.